Hi, Barbara. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a new friend that is a very caring grandmother, and she has a grandson that is so plagued with grand mal seizures. He's only 22 years old. And is there any kind of a cure or help for a 22-year-old young man to take care of that?
Yes, there's at least help. Now, did they just start at age 22, or they've been going on for a lot longer, ma'am?
They've been going on for a long time.
Okay. Well, particularly in epilepsy, which starts in childhood, that same vitamin that I was just talking to the grandma about her granddaughter for birth control pill-induced mood problems, the one called pyridoxal 5-phosphate, or P5P, it frequently helps in people who've had their seizures starting in childhood. So can it be harmful? Thank goodness P5P is not harmful. It's the unmetabolized form of vitamin B6, just called pyridoxin, that if we take too much could be harmful. So one could, if one wants to, wander on down to the natural food store, the Toma Clinic Dispensary, the Compounding Pharmacy. They all got this stuff. And look around for P5P. It's also called pyridoxal phosphate, technically, but on the label it always says P5P. Comes in a 50 milligram, 5-0, and one can take it twice a day if they needed to for the rest of their life. And if they take that form of that vitamin, there's been no reported her harm. And it is, again, most helpful in those who started their seizures in their childhood years. Now, it's not the only thing, but I'd think of starting there anyway. Now, another thing that comes up a lot, ma'am, is if there's any type 2 diabetes in the family, sometimes these seizures are triggered by low blood sugar episodes. Is there any diabetes in that family?
I don't know. I haven't heard that there is, but there may be, you know.
Well, do ask, and if there is low blood sugar in the family, then it's best to go on to one of those diets that prevents low blood sugar, because you see, when the blood sugar drops, sometimes we'll have a seizure because of that. So ask, and if there is there, the type of diets that help to, not the next day, but gradually get rid of low blood sugar episodes are two types. One is called the paleo diet, and the other is called the ketogenic diet. You've heard of those for weight loss, but they also are particularly good at stopping low blood sugar episodes, which might, if there's type 2 diabetes in the family, trigger seizures. But it takes...
Now you say paleo and what other kind of diet?
It's called ketogenic, K-E-T-O-G-E-N-I-C. K-E-T-O...
Faster than I am. It's slower.
Okay. K-E-T-O-G-E-N-I-C. So look at both of them. That is, if there's type 2 diabetes in the family, this pertains. Look,
uh-huh.
So then they should look at both of them and see which one they'd like to try out. I get that P5P, pyridoxal phosphate. And then the last thing, besides seeing a doctor who's skilled in natural medicine, who can probably tell you all this too, and I definitely would recommend that. The last thing is, very, very frequently, magnesium is insufficient in people who happen to have seizures. 22-year-old guys, we frequently don't eat our vegetables very much, and that's the principal source of magnesium. So it's not a bad idea to put that into the picture, too. One can get a magnesium supplement, and we never want to go above about 300 to 400 milligrams a day without working with the doctor on it, because with a few of us, that can actually lead to poor absorption just because it makes the bowels go too rapidly. So there's three things. There's three things you can think about, ma'am, besides seeing a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable with natural medicine.
Well, I know that he was scheduled to have a MIR and a CAT scan. That's not necessary, is it?
Only if they're suspecting something serious like a cancer or something in there, and I have no knowledge of that, so I really can't tell you. But usually, if it's been seizures for a long time, usually it's not a cancer or something like that, ma'am. And I can't tell you because I don't have knowledge of all the case, but I'd be dubious, let's put it that way.
Yeah. There was some work done on babies with injections of some kind of marijuana. that I remember.
You're correct, ma'am, and some of the marijuana thingies can help with seizures, and they're not the ones that get you high with the THC stuff. Now, I'm not an expert on those, but I have heard from people who are that it's a state requirement in Washington State for any store that sells cannabis to have on hand for free consultations somebody who really knows a heck of a lot about the science of cannabis. So, and those are supposed to be free, and it's supposed to be a state law. That's what I was told by someone who knows.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help here, and I hope our weather gets better, too.
Well, it will by the 5th of July next year, ma'am.
I know. You told me.
Okay.
We'll talk to you later. Thank you.